Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And Psychics Gone Wild we are. This is Jethro Smith, founder of this wonderful, fun show on Blog Talk Radio, also known to you as Psychics Gone Wild. I want you to sit back and relax. This is the month of September, and we're starting out with the topic of the magical moon. A lot of you ask with us, why have we picked this topic? Lots of reasons, starting with Jan Bach-Drakey, who used the magic that Patty Negri taught her on Friday to bring in not one time, but twice money, different ways. The magic moon was working. We started the topic amongst the Psychics Gone Wild hosts and hostesses about the fact that our lovely, phenomenal Linda Irwin is always visiting with the moon. She's had a lot of ET experiences and knows those things up there with it. So long time short, we all start talking about the outer world and other work that was happening, and the discussion came to be that if you notice, we have different countries who believe different beliefs. United States, the woman of the moon, the fact that grandmother moon, the ancients believe that the woman was the cycle. 90% of our body is water, and the moon rules this. So the emotions of the 28-day cycles was also put into other work, and it was decided that from a long time that women, and that the moon was a female entity. So as we began this, we looked also, if you look back into ancient times of history and go into Italy or other countries over in United Kingdom, the man and the energy was related to the man in the moon. He's known for being there protecting, doing his strength, and watching over you, the silver moon. That's amore. Have you ever thought of the love of the moon? It was also thought of the blessing of getting the moon brought to you. So as this started along our little path, we found one more time something that Psychics Gone Wild hosts and hostesses had a difference of opinion. You remember back when we did our healing and our raking and our magical healing times. And we found out, as you remember back then, 2 years ago, Psychic Jethro and Gina Flanagan, both born with the gift psychics, American certified, really, really doing this, came to a little bit of a discussion. Jethro always starts with his Reiki and his work, starting with the bottom chakra with the red and the first. Dina starts at the crown chakra and goes down. We came to a great terminology that we both realized that male and female healers were different. Also, places and times. So we are once again at this part. Is the moon male or female? And the fun thing that we got right off the bat is Jethro and Dina were discussing this on the phone, and Dina says one of her beautiful, delightful remarks, of course the moon is woman. Now, being a man, I kind of wonder, does she not feel that all the big, bright, beautiful things are all female? Because I know that in my eyes, I've seen the male masculinity and the strength of the moon watch over us. So those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. And those of you who wanted Dina Flanagan, you got what you wanted. She was on a little bit of a vacation. I do apologize if you hear a sound. We're having a little bit of a, I don't know, the sirens are on. Maybe it's because they know Dina's out and the police are looking. But we're having a little bit of sound work here in Washington, D.C. Jethro's getting a little bit of it. I'm trying to get the windows shut down because it's really going. I feel we're safe. We'll do a little bit of a prayer for the energies that are there. But continuing back on the man and the moon, or you want to say, is she a lady? We were just discussing, as I said, and the story thickens because I realized our lovely, delightful Dina, who's never been wrong, by the way, I might add that, and respected by me very much, she has also been going into a work and letting us see for years her studies and her work over the air. You can look into our Blog Talk archives and find Dina's work. Dina is our one who's healed individuals. She has personally put a lot of effort and work into helping other individuals with love, and thus the name Dear Dina. We do have some magazines, and when Dina gets here and we get things going, you guys know we will be discussing with Dina some of the magazines. She's putting out articles now, and we're working on Dear Dina. Those of you who know and have worked with me know that I'm working on doing a love psychic attempt here. I'm putting together some articles on soulmates, soul searching, and working together, and you can find me on the E! Magazine, Your Tango. Now give me a little bit of help this week because I'm putting all of it together, but you on Psychics Gone Wild got the first blast. We're working with our Dear Dina, and Dear Dina has helped so many individuals. I want to take just a moment as we're reading the emails, and that, by the way, tonight is a way to get a reading with us. If you choose to listen into the show, I welcome it. We will be taking people through the telephone, those of you that are all lined up, if you want to talk about the moon. If you don't talk about the moon, you really have to call in on one of the nights when we're doing readings. This is not, I repeat, not a free reading night. So do not expect to call in and get a free reading tonight with Jethro and Dina, but expect tonight to sit and really talk to us about this subject. We're looking for those people who really want to go here. I've got to start out with Brian. Brian's writing, Jethro, you don't know what you're talking about. Dina obviously knows the moon because Dina is the one that helped me and my girlfriend stay together. We were having problems in our relationship for 2.5 years. You had talked to me, and let's just say you didn't really help the situation. Well, thank you. I didn't help. But we got on the show and we talked to Dina, and Dina explained to me very carefully of how I should treat the woman. Sometimes I think, Jethro, you're a very nice man, but I think you're a little abrasive with people. Dina got right to the heart of the matter. Long story short, me and Sarah are still in love. There's wedding bells planned, and we thank Dina Flanagan. If she says the moon is a woman, then that woman's the one we want. We love you, Jethro, but leave Dina alone. Okay, well, we're starting out here. You can see the emails are starting to come in. And if you've never played along on PsychicsGoneWild.com, go to PsychicsGoneWild.com and put in on the third side, on the left side, your answers and questions. You'll get to be heard on the radio. And if you put in some things here, even tell me your number, I may pick you up tonight. You can talk on the show. I repeat, this is not a free night show reading, but it's a fun night to get to know. We will be talking about some jigs with the moon and relationship. I can tell you some magic that I have done that does work. We're going to be talking about that this month all through September. And tune in tomorrow night because Psychics Gone Wild will be giving away those prizes. For Psychics Gone Wild Went to the Dogs, we have down a tiebreaker, and those pitchers will be picked, and our Jan Bach Drakey will be picking the prizes. The first prize winner will win a $125, actually now $150 is what my rate is, you guys, for Psychic Jethro reading, 1 hour. That person will win that reading, and they will get that hour reading done by Jethro through the phone, or if they're in Washington, D.C. or Tampa, Florida, they can get them done personally. So any of you guys that are tuning in will be able to get that done. We welcome each and every one of you that are calling in tonight, but I do repeat, we are talking about that. I've got people writing already here. Jethro, did you know if the blue moon is what I have always believed was male? I do think you have a point, because I actually have to say that the male part of the moon has shown itself to me many times in what has happened in my life. Whenever a man has got into my life and started causing havoc, it's just like the full moon. Everything goes nuts. Maybe you have a point. I do know that I like the moon, and I'm a little silly, so I will go along with you on the side. Even though I'm not a man, I wouldn't mind if the moon was a man, because it's what watches me at night. Oh, that's very beautiful, Terry. We got a few people writing in. And speaking of writing, and you guys that are calling in and wanting to get to hear the opinion, I want to bring you the one, the phenomenal. You've known her as a psychic reader and hostess. She's American certified. She's that individual that will go there and does not care what is said as long as the truth is set out. My wonderful, phenomenal hostess, Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, interesting subject here. I guess there's all kinds of opinions.
Yeah. And I laugh because I thought you would not believe, well, you would believe, because you've been with me through the years when they've done it. I've had everything from my dessert taken away to if I don't leave Dina alone, and we've got a lot of responses here from the East Coast. They're saying, of course Dina's right. Now, Dina, they wanted me to explain a little bit, and I want to tease them. I may be playing the devil's advocate here because I am explaining them some of the adversity, and I want you guys to read up on this, because the best winning answer will be the prize winner this month of some really good prizes. You will win some prizes from Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa, Florida. You will also win a Psychic Skunwald reading and your choice of which reader you would like to give away as a prize. We had a very fun time last week, and a lot of them were writing asking, where was Dina? And I let them know you were out doing some things on tour. I did tease Dina. I told them you were out looking for the healing fountain, had found the little wacky fountain, was having a sip on us, and I got in a little trouble. So Dina's not out doing that. She was out camping and having a little bit of time for Dina. She's also working on, can you tell them the E-magazine that you just did the article on?
Which one?
Yes, I was like, I thought the one was through Max, and it was through SupernaturalUFO.com,
yes.
But I can't remember the magazines. There's a couple of them, Dina. Tell them about what you've been doing.
Yeah, I can't. Funny, I can't remember the names either. People just ask me to do them. I do them. Anyway, the e-magazine that came out is coming out this month. I'm not sure what date. It is through Maximilian D. Lafayette, and it's his new magazine, which I can't quite remember the name now, but type in his name and it'll come out. It'll be on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, I think, isn't it? But it's about the Ask Dina. And so people write in and ask me questions and whatever it is, and then I answer them.
We love that. And those of you tune in, this is a very good, positive idea, a very great one. Those of you know, this was originally through, and we've done this, and we just all want to encourage you, especially Dina's followers, go ahead, get a hold of them there. Make sure as you guys are going in that you're also getting out that marketing and that positive individuality of writing in. You know from Dina's years here. Dina, one of the questions we have tonight, and this is something that's a very good one that I love this, is because I'm a psychic, so is Dina, but we do, as we guys have witnessed, we have different opinions. Asking me and you, Dina, to look at the fact that the moon does do all those emotional cycles and the water cycles with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it true that too much moon can make a person crazy? If you're going to make out, you should try to not make out where the moon is, because it can get to you. Who is this? I'm trying to. They're writing me. Okay, I guess they're trying to say,
well,
you can't turn the moon out. What do you guys think this is? A nightlight?
Well, it's quite the contrary opinion that I have, because you can have the best, intimate, most wonderful time when the moon is full. Everything is heightened. All your emotions are heightened. So why not capitalize on that?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a good time.
I agree very much. I really welcome that, and I love that, because I agree with all of individuals who will look and see what's going on here with the moon and the magic of it. You know, they're also placing together another part of events that as people will look and see for their own eventfulness. There's a lot of times you will also begin to be in the moon and realize that the energy is changing. Just for those of you who are new to this, I'm not saying go out tomorrow and, you know, start shaking the magic tree, but I'm just saying notice it and then go and get yourself an almanac, or you can always look it up on, the favorite thing we've got is Google. Type in 2004, your month, and the cycles of the moon, and you'll come up with lunar, or you'll come up, before long you'll be able to find somewhere that tells you where the first new moon is, the full moon. I know from growing things, especially in my garden, I've always been able to believe this, and I did very well, and it's proven, you know, a lot of people use it in the almanac, that not only was it really good for the growth of food, but it's really good for when you cut your hair. You know, the moon is really good, and there's times, like a good time to cut your hair is during a new moon, and your hair will grow really good. If you don't want your hair to grow, cut it during a waning moon and your hair will not grow as much. You know, for those who have, like, example, that's one right now. I'm not saying my back. I got Derek right now. I didn't say cut the hair off my back. I don't have any hair on my back, I'll have you know, Derek. But what I'm saying is that the hair on your head, if you go in and you cut that hair, and you, let's say you have, like me, I have really thick, long hair. What I want to do is I'm in a job right now or a place where I need to keep it short. I would cut it during the waning moon. And if you do this during times of, like, stress when you're having it, you can take the full moon and do that work. I've had individuals that, those of you who are doing readings, I agree with Dina very much. Is a healing like that, Dina? If you were to sit down with the moon and work with it, would you say that it is different during a full moon or comparatively?
It really is different because this is when you can start to, not only is everything heightened, but you can change things. things can change easier. It's the time for change. So this is why a lot of people, you know, when they say, oh, you can tell it's a full moon, people are freaking out or people are acting crazy. It's because it's time for change, and a lot of people just don't like change, don't want to accept change, can't whatever change. So if you're healing somebody, it's the perfect time because it is time for change.
Love that. And this is a gentleman of ours is writing us, and Ruben's asking us, Dina, Jethro had wrote me, and I'm so excited. I live up here in Maine, and I have listened to the show a couple of times. He let me know that I could get a reading from you here in Maine, but I need to know the Yelp address because I know you're giving out discounts, and I want to go on there and tell him how great you are. Please tell us, what did you put this the Yelp under? Ooh. I think it's Dina Flanagan, Dina Psychic Medium.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's either that or the other way around, Psychic Medium Dina Flanagan. Either way, it's all those words.
Put those words in. As long as you put those three words, Psychic Medium Dina, or you put in, and put in Maine, put in the M-A-I-N-E, Dina Psychic, you're going to get our Dina. So we, you know, that's the way to go in. Please go there. We have a lot of them calling in tonight. We do welcome that. Like I said, we're not doing those ones, but we are. And question, if you want to do it with the moon, I see you put a flag or get a hold of me. We'll pick up. I've got a lot of you I know that you normally get the readings. We welcome that, and we do that 5 days a week. So tonight's a special edition. As you guys are tuning in, we're asking you to do this. We've got a lot of them emails. Dina, it's so good to see you back, or at least hear you back. Jethro didn't put your picture up yet, but I'm sure he'll find it. We're looking at the show, and I'm so glad to hear you. This is Carrie Marr. Do you remember me? You helped me when I was having some health issues almost 3 years ago. You started a healing program with me and told me a few things that I could do to help myself with my life. You've changed my life, and now today I'm happy. When I called you, I was pretty down and was thinking of maybe not continuing on with some things. Long story short, Dina, I just love you, and I want you to know whatever you say the moon is, I agree with you. Jethro, leave Dina alone. We got that. Leave Dina alone. Okay. We love it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I do remember you. I remember. I feel your energy. Yes, I remember, and I thank you so much for the compliments. And yeah, I'm still sticking to it, the female.
And I love that. But if you do look at it, Dina, you know, they talk about the Celtic man, and you look at Ireland and Irish and some of the individuals there, they definitely say of the male being male, and they say that if, and times of it, you want to go to him because he will watch over you and protect you and shield you. If you look at today, I got an article where meteorites are beating the heck out of the whole part of the moon. Daily, it works as a shield, as our satellite between us and some of the outer universe things, not only literally protecting us. What woman is going to get taken like that? I mean, you know, other than a few of the, you know, pop star wives that we won't mention on the air.
I think it has a good balance. I think it has female and male. I think it's the yin, the yang. I think it's all that, you know, so I think it can be male and female. But the reason I sway to it's more feminine energy is because it's all, the moon is all about emotions. A lot of men aren't about emotions. It's about emotions. It's about all kinds of sensitivities. It's about what men need. It's the balance that a lot of men need. I'm not cutting down men. I'm just saying that's the balance that they need a lot of times. So, and then also, if you look in a lot of different religions or cultures or what have you, it's celebrated as feminine energy. It's even the witches, I believe, celebrated, you know, dancing around the moon or when the full moon and. And there's a lot of different cultures that just feel it is, and they celebrate it as a feminine energy or female energy, just because it does symbolize or carry. It's about emotions and heightened sensitivities and all those things. And also, it has to do with the female cycle, you know, the monthly cycles. It has to do with a lot of female or feminine. But yet, like I say, I do believe it has some masculine to it, too, because we all need the balance of both. So that's what I feel about it.
I love that, and I do agree. And those of you know for years with Grandmother Moon, I know that the energies and the comforting of it has never led me astray. And we all love the moon. I've had a couple of people writing me, Jethro, some of your topics sometimes really worry me. Why are you guys even discussing this? Why? Because we're learning together. I always learn by asking and learning questions, and I never ever assume of it. Just like Dina, you're doing, like Dina just said to you, we know there is other qualities, and we do learn it together. We don't pretend to know everything, but we sure have fun learning together. So I ask you, Martin, to tell me. I've also got one from Will, your friend. Jethro, I'm really upset because you won't pick up the phone and I have a reading. I have one word for you, Will. Wah. So as we go on with the other parts, we've got to go into this. You guys got to realize we've got more potential than just doing that. You know, and I got to tease you. Have you ever went to Walmart and walked in the store and just went in and said, okay, I'm shopped along and waited patiently like you would on this phone so that in 20 minutes you could walk up to the counter and grab whatever you had in your hand and walk out freely? We give you a really good service. If you think about it, we just want you to do this. And I want you guys to learn from us. This show, as you're listening to tonight, is going to a lot of individuals. I love that Dina is writing out about and talking about the moon. This is Terana. She knows me, and I am a Wiccan. I have worked with the moon for many magic times. Whatever Dina wants from me, I will make the moon do. Talk to me now in Kayana. Okay, we've got people now. We want to keep the moon on our side and not do scary stuff, Kayana. But we've also got a little bit of friends here letting us know that they have this. They're telling us that, Jethro, I have to ask Dina. I spoke to her a couple months about this, and it's ironic. My totem is the wolf. My husband, I think, is not, because when the moon rises and things get really exciting, I get myself in such a mood that I have to say, I can't not help it. I find my husband and my whole life irresistible. My husband does the opposite. It turns full moon. He runs into some place like a cave. I think he's a bear. For some reason, he doesn't want to play with me. I got to tell you, Dina, any ideas on how to bring this bear back to the moon's ways? Good one.
Well, you know, try to get in that cave with him and seduce him in his cave is what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, it is. Men, they do act different. That's why, again, why I feel it's feminine. A lot of them do feel that heightened sensitivities, but it's how they react to it. And again, the women, they kind of like want to, you know, they want to get a little randy. And the men, I notice some do, but a lot of them they get more like what the female cycle, what we get when we have a female cycle. They get more like that way. It was a lot of times I noticed.
I agree, and I know I've seen so many people through the years begin to work with another person or someone else and decide all of a sudden that the energy and the cycle is going with them, and it's because of that. It's because they very much have decided that their life has taken on another development and another work, and it's the moon will have that effect on that relationship. So I am also encouraging those of you tuning in tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about a few of the things, and you listened and heard Patty teased me a couple Fridays ago. It's a little bit of magic that Jethro learned. Now, do bear with me and laugh, because you've got to go along that I was probably from the age of 15 to 18 when I worked with my white Wiccan friend who did teach me this. And someone asked me a very good question here last week when they read my book. How did I work with this teacher all along and my family did not know about this? How did they not know that I was out doing these? And I laugh a very simple way, because I was from a very big family. There's eight of the children, plus adopted children, so there was anywhere from 12 to 14 people in the house at all times. And the magazine just did it. They just shared it. And those of you doing it, it's Becoming a Psychic, and it's got Patty Negri on the front page. And they said that this is the magazine that you're in, Dina.
Yes.
That's what they're saying. So it's Becoming a Psychic. Just type in Becoming a Psychic and look for Patty Negri on the front page. Those of you tuning in, it's got Jerry Humphreys and Power Animals in it. Very good articles. You want to definitely check this out. And he's also got in the September issue, it's got Buy It. And it's a lot of fun. We're just going on continuing reading this. I want everyone to check this out. Dina is also, you know, we've talked about your healing, Dina. This is the phenomenal area area. I have an individual who's writing me, Dina, I am living in a country that is very, very, very poor. But I have a friend of mine who told me that if I could speak with someone who was really had the abilities, and they sent me to this man named Jethro, and I am writing to him tonight in hopes that you and him, by sending you a picture of me, you would be able to send prayers and healing. I know that it's very hard to ask, but I'm suffering for something that my doctors here don't seem to be able to understand. If I were to ask this, could you please do this prayer and see what you could do to help me? Yes, definitely. And I will send the picture along to Dina too, so that we both have this. And, you know, we always make sure with it. I do know a lot of friends were asking me about the fact that we had a couple of individuals saying that there was stuff going on. I must apologize to you if you ever have a situation that you don't understand with what we're doing, please contact me. The person's asking me, said, Jethro, we got a lot of fun. Did you know that if you melt Jolly Ranchers in 250 degrees and pour it over apples, you can make a glittery apple, Jethro? I'll bet you love it. Oh, okay. I bet I do too, buddy. That's nice. And I got to get back now. Apples aren't moons, but we do love those. Keep sending those recipes. I'm trying to be good, you know, and I got my diet. You know, Lita, I actually said you've been gone. I actually lost 2 pounds. I don't know where they were because I'm afraid they're coming back, so I'm not saying too much about it, but I actually I've been kind of good. They're writing in here. They said, Dina, I had a friend of mine call into the show about 4 months ago. I know this is a little bit awkward to ask you, but is there times on the show where you tell people stuff because they weren't ready to hear? You really helped her, but all of us were a little flabbergasted that you took her side when she was being such a B-I, you know what word, to all of us. And she was really, really obstinate. You handled her with grace. I must say today that she has a lot different. But 4 months ago, I was upset a little bit, Dina, that you didn't just lay into her like I was hoping, but you actually helped her find a place in her heart. Is this wrong? Busted,
well,
Dina.
What you have to do with people like that, you have to get them to see their stuff or take ownership for their stuff. And how you do that, because it isn't about he said, she said, or, you know, you're right, you're wrong. It's about getting to this soul, getting into this soul, which is what I do, finding that thing that needs to be tweaked so that they can change. And by doing that, you have to be kind and nice to them. And that way they come around. Otherwise, you're just another person that's blaming, or, and then they go on the defense mode, and when they get on the defense mode, they shut down. So what you have to do is you have to get, I always go in the back door, which is what a lot of people never think to do, because if they're embroiled in the situation, it's hard to do. Whereas I'm not attached to the situation, so I can do that. And so I go in the back door, I get to what I think they need, and then that, and the tweak what I have to tweak, and then that's what helps them.
We love this, and she's writing on here. She is a reader in Colorado, tarot reader, and she just wants to tell you, Dina, she goes, I missed a couple of months. I got on, and you weren't there, and I wrote Jethro. He told me you were out for a little bit, and you'd be back, and I'm so glad to hear you. Thanks again for making my friend not be a, and you know the word be. Word. So we, Dina once again saved somebody. So we're talking about the moon. We're talking about people. We're talking about how those of you who want to call in and talk about the moon, we welcome. And if you don't, that's okay. Listening in. I've got a lot of you guys writing in, and we, one of the fun things that we intend to do is as we go on with Psychics Gone Wild, eventually you guys will notice we're going to do some different marketing tactics. We've tried giving out prizes. We've got you guys on the Facebook. We need to know what you really enjoy and to see with this new level of what we should do with our show. So we ask and with each one of you to make sure that you guys are calling in and getting that together with us. We've had a lot of friends ask me, Jethro, what is the problem with you guys? Here we are, and they said, you're taking on so much, and they said it just seems to be a little bit, and it is. That's why we're going together, and that's why we're putting out a lot of effort for it, and I want you guys to know that's where we get your answer. They're telling me here, Dina, I've got someone write me. They said, Dina, we had a really fun time listening to the show, and my friend and me, Mark, would like to ask Dina a question. I know you said this about the moon. Well, we will do something about the moon, but we need to know this. Our friend has been doing some traits. We think that he is becoming or was maybe gay, and it's came out of the closet. We're trying to deal with this, Jethro. Please read this aloud to Dina so that Dina will go ahead and help us. If he is gay, do we address it, or do we let him do it in his his own time. It seems to be real odd. We're all been male friends for quite a while, but there's something going on here with Derek, and we seem to think that it was. I know that he would love to hear it, and maybe a little tonight, maybe catching that we know this answer. If he does, tell him this is Doug and Tuey. I think I'm saying it right, T-U-E-Y, and we do know this. We're not going to be upset, but maybe Dina could help us break the news that we already know about Derek. Okay, what would you like to tell him, Dina?
Well, he's feeling uncomfortable and a bit apprehensive. So I think that if you came forth in a kind, understanding way, that's kind of would be a relief. I'm not so sure that he's 100% sure either. So that's probably why. Because I think in this time or in this process, he's trying to figure it out himself. And therefore, sometimes when you don't have answers to something, how can you say anything to anybody, especially a subject as delicate as that, to your buddies? So I think if the elephant in the room was put out on the table, and then everybody would feel better.
That makes sense, and I agree with Dean. And those of you tuning in, we are Psyche's Gone Wild talking about the moon. Yes, and thank you for doing that. I don't mind with our show. And Derek, if you are listening, know that you know individuals are individuals. And I love what Dina just said. You know, go ahead with it, and know there's people supporting of whatever's happening. They said that whenever you know something is admitted out. So the friends have just said this to you. We know that they're saying you're a regular listener. We are your friends, and we want you to call in. I would encourage you to call in this time because especially next week we will be taking calls. I've got a lot of you guys asking. Some of you guys who want to talk about the moon, go ahead and do that. We've got two of you typing in. Jethro, if I don't get to be on tonight and ask my question, I'm going to be very upset. Well, I'm sorry you get to be upset. We want to talk about the moon, and I've read for you 14 times, and I know you won't ask about it because I've tried this with you before. So I welcome you, and I want you guys to come in. Do know that we love you, and that's what it is. As friends are asking me tonight, the moon has got a silvery edge to it, Jethro. You had asked me about it, and you read about our friends. So we were sitting here talking, and we came up with something really good here. We want to ask Dina about the moon, and we want to know, Dina, every time I go to get really close with my girlfriend, she will look and see what the moon is doing. We were just talking, and she just let us know that she was told that the best time and to kiss a true love is when the moon is at the silvery stand. Now, I don't know what a silvery stand is, but she better see it soon, because I want to get a kiss. Has this ever been told to you? Is there something magical or psychic about the silvery part of the moon, or is she just making me wait? Okay. Wow. My goodness.
Is that like the silver lining in the moon? No. I'm not exactly sure, but however, what I'm feeling is that this is something that she is wanting to, it's like a fantasy or I can't even think the word I want to think of, but something that she's curious about herself or wants to see. So I feel like that is more that, but I'm sure you've had a kiss by now. I'm like...
I think so.
But you want a really powerful one. Just go along with it. Play along with it. And just agree. Yes, dear. But ask her when the silvery lining is going to happen. That way you'll have an idea.
I love that. And tuning in to those of you tuning in tonight, we're getting a lot of jokes. We've got someone writing, Jethro, I've got to tell you, every time I listen to your stuff, I love it so much. My aunt and me are sitting here discussing about the magic. We used to be able to bring little people, and I know you believe in them. I want you to talk to Dina. We remember there was a thing that we would do around where the mushroom grows that we know is where the fairies set. That's where the little people set, you know, Jethro. And I want you to ask our dear lovely Dina, because we live up here in the cold state, a little bit closer to her than she realizes in Maine. What does she do to make magic individuals come out? Because she seems magical to me. Oh, that's sweet.
I actually just talk. I talk to them. Do you ever sit and you all of a sudden sense that all of a sudden there's that is people around, or like that energy of people around, and then, but not just one, but all of a sudden you feel like a crowd of them or a group of them. That's what happens to me. So I feel like that's what it is. All of a sudden they come out, and they come out to play or whatever. It's an energy that I get. So a lot of times that if I'm just sitting there, I might test that, and I'll just start talking, and then you can start to feel them come out. And that's all I do is I just ask them to or talk to them, and they seem to be around. And it's a different feeling. It's like when I talk to spirit guides and whatever, that's one feeling. This is like a really highly energy-charged sort of thing that I get. What about you, Jethro?
I do, and I love that. And Dina, you brought in the right word. And those of you who are tuning in to that, to bring the plants in. And I thank you, dear Irma. You know, you're such a sweetheart, and you are a cutie. And we've joked about this. Irma that's writing is a friend of who lives up in Bangor, Maine. And I can say that. She said I can. Mm-hmm. But
that
she
is,
loves
that is the colder part.
She told me this, and she said that whenever I come up, someday me and Dina are going to do some fairs together, and whenever we ever get something set up close to let her know, she will come down, and she wants to have a signed autograph. I've read for Irma now going on about 8 years. So those of you tuning in, I want to welcome the most funnest stuff that's coming in tonight. When we're talking about the little magic people in the moon, you want to, like she said, talk with them. If you have plants, very beautiful green plants, make sure when you're putting those plants in the house that you shake and talk with the plants. Now, I'm not saying grab a hold of the leaves like you're, you know, throwing the garbage out. Just shake the plant and talk with it and say, you can live here. You know you can be here with us. Now, I wouldn't do this right in the middle of Walmart. No, because people are going to look at you, tap you on the shoulder, and want to tie a white jacket all around you. But if you want to turn around and do this, it really works. Those of you who have been listening in, we have our phenomenal Intuitive Chris. Ask Intuitive Chris what magic he's seen. He used to have a lawn business and worked outside in Florida a lot of years of it. You will see different things by being out in the yard with it. But the magic of them, and I love what Dina said, is about talking. Dina, have you ever sat down and put one of those, what do they call them? They're like the little fairy cups, they call them, or something out. You put them out in your yard. I know that in Maine, you probably have, what, 2 months of summer, but you put them out a little bit outside. Have you ever had them do that, and then you start to see the little things start to grow, and it's like it just makes your whole yard magical?
I've never done a fairy cup. However, yeah. No, I do sit in my yard, though. A lot of times I just sit out in my yard in the 2 to 3 months of summer that we have. and that's what, and a lot of times that's I can see them more outside. And inside it's a feeling. Outside it's like I can see them playing and doing their thing. So definitely,
Linda,
I can imagine that.
I love it. And she's right. Linda Irwin's right in the office. She goes, I would do it in Walmart. I would get up in Walmart and do that. I would get up and get that with the plant. And Irma, she hasn't tried to sit talking, and we love with all of you guys tuning in. Remember, though, if you are, have you got a yard, get a butterfly. Trees are well for this. They're known for helping bring in the energy. I've also had really good success in my garden. You know, I was in Wyoming, Colorado, a little harder sometimes. But I also had a really good success with the berries. If you have blueberries, even gooseberries, choke cherries, strawberries, growing them and learning to put them into your gardens, they really like it. Unfortunately, so do all the other wildlife, so you have to put a little bit of stuff around them and take the time to keep it protected. Tuning in, we're getting down. We've got some other ones going into a little effect. I want to tease you guys a little bit, and they said, there's also a couple of you writing to me some kind of marketing. Please don't do that. That's really kooky. We've got a lot of you guys all together, and we love you. Dina, I got to tell you that I am so glad you're back. Jethro's been messing up the show since you were gone. Every time I call in, there's something else happening with him. He needs you there. This is your friend Dennis in Chicago. I've always got your back. Know that, Dina. I'm writing in tonight to talk to you about this. They said the moon. I've got to ask you, Dina, you're a very attractive woman. If a man were to talk to you about a moonwalk, or you had a choice of going into maybe a theater for the evening, which would you choose? Sometimes I feel that you're more tomboy than we all know.
Well, a theater, if that depends if you're talking about a movie theater or a theater, you know, like a live show, Broadway show or whatever, because the movie theater, no, I'm out unless I feel like vegging out because you can't talk, you can't be. The moonlight walk, that would probably be my first choice, because to me, that's what I like. I'm about romance and love, and I'm a Libra, so I like that stuff. I have beauty and all that stuff. But a nice theater, like a live show, I also love that because you can get right into it, and the feelings that come up with it are really great. And then to me, that's very romantic as well. So so all of that is great. But a moonlight walk I would take first. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. He got it right. He guessed it. And now they're going to tell you they're playing a pool over in Chicago. He just won $10. You guys over there, I told you you're going to get grounded. You're not betting on this is an adult psychic show, not a psychic show, you nasty men. They got him right over here. He's like, you just bet $10 on it. Okay. We love it. We're glad you won, Dennis. You know I'm teasing you. Definitely get a hold of us again. Some of you have realized through the years, I really joke and tease different people. Now you ought to realize I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. These are clients and individuals that I've read for through the years. So please, when we do in the show, enjoy it. But remember, we do get silly. I think I've teased you, Dina, since almost day one, probably day minute that we met. But it's because I love you dearly. She tells me I'm like her brother, and I know she's like my sister. And as psychics, you need that rapport. We had some situation, and I want to personally tell Dina that it was on a full moon night that I, almost 2 years ago, had a very serious incident. There was some very serious stuff going on with me and things happening. And I was very concerned about my life and things. And I talked to Dina on the phone after a show, and Dina said the most beautiful thing to me I want people to know. She goes, well, Jethro, who else are we going to go to? And I go, what? And she goes, so what's going on with your health? What's going on? I go, Dina, and I'm a little nervous, and I tell her the things. And I said, you know, you don't want to tell each other this stuff because, you know, it's just like a dentist. Here, I'm here. Have you got time to pull that cavity? Hey, I'm over here. Do you got time to work on that feeling? I didn't want to be that kind of friend. Long story short, Dina went ahead, helped me with the stuff, would not take payment, would not take anything for helping me with it, and I'm a lot better today and was within a week after Dina's healing that she offered and gave me through the phone. I'd laugh, and I always think of you now. Every time I see one of those, you know, everyone, those of you know, they call it the witch's moon, the little crescent moon, and it's all beautiful out. I always think of Dina that night because I had been told that day that someone told me magically who was into Wiccan that I would have someone come through for me in my life and show me that I had more value than I knew. As tears in my eyes as I put up my phone that night, I think it was you, Dina, and I want to just thank you for doing that. We got a lot of friends and fans, and you're welcome. It's very honest and true and felt. And I've got a lot of you guys. We're going to let some of you fans in. You guys are going crazy. Please say something. Say you mooned somebody in your life. Come on. Stay with the group and go with us. Okay. All right, 5 on 10. You got in. You've been patient. You've been good. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro and Dina, what are you doing?
Hi, this is Tasha. I'm calling about my sister.
You rock, and what is it about your sister now? She cute like you?
I want to know, will she be able to move into the place that's down the street from me on 79th? Will she be in the same city I'm in, or will she be in another city?
I feel like there's something holding her back. Like she can't move yet or something, holding her back, or it's going to be a while. So, and I also feel like there's going to be a snafu in it, so that I don't think it's going to be all, you know, like just hunky-dory and, you know, the way it all is supposed to be and want it to be for a while. So I feel like she's got some more searching and growing to do before all that can happen, and there's something holding her back. But eventually I think things will get a bit smoother, you know, and it will work out, but just not right away.
Do you see her being in the same city as me or another city?
Yeah. For now, I just don't feel it being working out the way it, I don't feel her being real close. I don't, you know, I'm not sure. I feel like she's got things to go through.
Something to handle for her right now. And Tasha,
yeah.
Do you think the man's a man or a woman?
Do I think who?
If you think the moon. You stay with the program. You've been here. Is the moon a man or a female energy? Which do you feel, male or female with the moon?
I feel that he feels a female energy.
Oh, that's tricky. He feels it. She feels it. I know you, Tasha. We love our Scorpio friend. Thank you for playing along. She's saying a female energy with the moon. We love you. We will talk to you again, okay?
Okay, all right.
We are rocking, and this is Psychics Gone Wilder. Here we are, and now we're grabbing up the phone. 315, you are live. 315, you got something about the moon to do?
Hi, Jethro. This is Annette.
Hey,
Dina.
What's up?
Oh,
hi.
Nothing much. I have a question. When you write on a piece of paper what you want for the full moon and then it has a plot twist, what happens then?
And then it has a what?
Like, say you think that you want certain things to happen, and you write it down on a piece of paper, and say 2 days later you want a drastic change. What happens then?
You want a what exchange? What?
Like a totally different change.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the beauty of it. Full moons happen quite often. So after you write down what you want, because, you know, at different points of our life, there are different things we want, and you don't just what you wrote at that moment is what you kind of thought you wanted at that moment. So you write down on a piece of paper what you want, and then you either burn it or bury it. And then it will supposed to come true. Now, then say, you know, 6 months later, all of a sudden you want something else. Well, that's when you make your new list. You can always make new lists. You can always make whatever you want. And because, you know, God or the universe or whatever knows that your needs change all the time. So the moon, the moons are all the time. The full moons are all the time. So, and the new moons and all that. So that's what you do. You just, every time you revise. And sometimes you might need to revise because you weren't specific enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and that maybe that's why it didn't happen or hasn't happened, because you weren't quite specific enough. So, yeah, always make new lists. Always, 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 always. That's all part of growing. That's all part of having hope, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a paper not burning?
Not burning. Wow, no.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
My paper didn't want to burn.
Yeah, so you've got to get some fire in your life. You've got to work with that element. You need to put that consecration in. Run that filter through. Patty Negri would be a good one. Or talk to Kristen Tuitive also about how to manifest, bringing in the world. They're able to do this energy. It's like you sit down and you do it. I always visualize, for me, the spirituality, the hedge of fire, and I had to run it through because mine wouldn't at first. Then I got rid of that Willy Wasky Wobblet. I got rid of the person that was making my life really silly, and it helped. You've got some things in your life that are way low and emotionally getting you. So you need to put some fire in your life. But that's a topic we could do for Element. Love you, Nanette. I got to go. The other ones are running.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Thank you. We are tuning in. And all of you ask. We do get a lot of callers. We're just going through and we're running. I had someone tell me, I never get in. You got to call in early. Tonight's our special night. So we're talking about the moon. We're asking people to play along with us. We're going to grab a couple phone calls, but we still got an email. Hang here, because I've got four of you still waiting to get in, and it's all right. But you just got to talk about that moon for a minute. We got to go back and ask her. Nanette, we didn't find out. Did you think the man was a woman or a man?
A woman, just as I'm drinking coffee.
Oh, you would. That's what you get, because you always stick up for you women. I just, you women shoppers. But we love that. We're turning that in, Nanette. That's two tonight that does think it. But I love the Tasha. Did you notice how the Scorpio woman secretly said the man decided it was a woman? Now, why would she think the man was a, who did she think the main man? She said the man, I think she means the higher power. He the man is what I'm going to tease Tasha back when I see her on Facebook. He the man made her a woman, and now she watches over the sky. And we love Mother Earth. You never noticed there was never a discussion of that. And I had a friend tease me today, goes, well, would you like to live on a man's back? I go, that's kind of disgusting. So we're kind of going with, what else tonight can we talk about? Silly, because it's like he's gone wild. It is true. It is Mother Moon. We have some other individuals calling in. I've got a couple of you. Please call back. I know you have quite a few got dropped off. A couple of you were upset, and that's okay if you realize that you're not going to always get in to do this. But I had a person call in and wants to know about their work that they do as a psychic. So I ask you to just write it out to us. If you're just in the room or letting us know about your psychic work, that's okay. But what show are you on and where you are? Because we'll come over, me and Dina, and we'll run through your room and do that. And you know what? I'm a really fast typer. You think I talk fast? There's times I can go really crazy. So I just want to tease you guys who are writing me, because someone just keeps writing me this. I don't know what it is. I would say it's kind of an advertisement. And I'm going to go, what? This is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro and Dina. Dina, I have to know, why is my goldfish repeatedly blowing bubbles through the at me through the bubbles. Someone told me that my goldfish was having oddness. I took him. There's nothing wrong with my goldfish. But periodically, he does this. Now I begin to read and feel this. Now, don't laugh at me. I do have other friends. But it's just odd that when I'm close to my goldfish, I feel that this is how I can read. Jethro had wrote to me about this before. Oh, I remember you. And he told me that I could use a glass of water. I'm wondering if the conduit of the water and the goldfish is helping me become psychic, or am I just losing it? Why is my goldfish telling me psychic stories? I remember
That's the beauty of this work. Everything's a tool. You can use pretty much anything as a tool. There are sometimes I remember years ago when I was starting out, you know, really just reading a lot, I would just look at a blank computer screen, and it would be like I was watching a movie going over and over and over. I don't do that so much anymore. I should try it again, see what I get. But anyway, and it just goes over. And if you notice, back in the old days, that's what they did, stuck them in like a room with black curtains or something like that. I don't know. And so that they could just, it would be like a movie screen. So looking at your goldfish or the water in it, it makes perfect sense to me, because water is very, and you know, water, the moon rules Cancer, which is water, a water sign anyway. So here we are talking about the moon. And so a lot of times water is that conductor to, you know, getting higher energy vibrations to do readings. So definitely it's not strange at all. It's mesmerizing watching goldfish blow bubbles, I suppose. So yeah, definitely.
I love this show. Jethro, I want to thank you. You guys have got me going. My girlfriend, Suzanne, is a Cancer, and the moon is what rules her planet. We were joking about this, and I told her that I would have to get her something from you, and you had suggested to me opalite. I'm writing in tonight to ask the wonderful Dina, what does she think would be a romantic situation I could do for the Cancer? I thought about maybe taking her to the beach, obviously, because she is a water sign. We would take a two-hour trip and take her there, and then I would enjoy the time with her, and we would have a picnic basket that I would buy there of different seafoods and items to eat. Does this sound romantic, or am I taking the water a little too far?
No, actually, that's pretty good, because it is true. You know, like I was just saying, that the moon rules Cancer, and a Cancer is a homebody, and that's what they like. They like, it's about family, and it's all about family for them. So to just spend that time, you know, with you near the water in a picnic is about as close as you can get. So to me, that's perfect. That's quite the perfect setting for a Cancer, I feel.
I love
that. I think that she would like it.
And take a little bit of time to do this and do it right. Get into the whole involvement about this.
Yeah.
Those of you who know with me writing the book, yeah, so you listen to me and Dina. This is why we really take that subject, sensuality and sexuality there. Take it and do it right. What is her favorite color? What type of things mm-hmm. does she love? You're taking her on a trip for 2 hours. Make sure the car and the aromatherapy smells right. A beautiful smell is breezing. You know, and I laugh. When people talk about love, the first thing they do is grab the roses. Roses remind me of a funeral. I don't want to smell a bunch of roses.
Yeah,
you know, Dina, and Dina's a Libra. Now, this is where her and Patty are so magical, and you guys love this. You will see with both of these two ladies, if you listen to their shows, they're very versatile, they're very able to communicate, and they're very much to the point of what is right. So, I mean, Dina, if a man takes those little extra efforts like that to make the trip with you, to do the things, when you get there, you're in a mood because he's taken that thoughtful. Wouldn't you say, I feel that's more close and more sensual and romantic than, you know, a lot of the nowadays buying things, and all you've done is took a little couple dollars and cents and put some oil on your, you know, your heating vent, and then took the time to maybe put a few petals in the car. A moon plant is a very beautiful gift for a Cancer. I know of a gentleman who bought a moon plant for his wife. Things changed. It put it in their house. She and Feng Shui loved it. This is a friend of mine from about 8 or 9 years ago. We joked about it. Those of you who like plants, we're bringing up again something from Mother Earth in the way. Remember the snake plant, they used to call it? It will stop gossip. If you put it in your house or around where you work, watch the plant as it grows and turns and cycles. It will absorb that. I've had people say, Jethro, how can a house plant do it unless I bang her on the head? You don't have to go to work and bang the gossip, but you do need to put these different things in your life and live the implement. If you're having trouble in your life and you're working with it, putting a plant out in the full moon that is a fern. Make sure, like if you're looking for social different variety. Ferns are known to bring it in. Now, I know people can kill a Boston fern in a New York minute. Most people are a little leery of that one. Don't get that. Get an air fern. Get a rabbit foot fern. They bring in more sociable bringings for it. There's so much the moon does. I want you guys to enjoy this and love it. We're going to grab another phone. I know a lot of you guys are going, please have something about the moon if you can, but if not, we still love you. And we got a lot of fans that want to get in to see Dina. So 719, you are fine. 719, how are you?
They all
fuck. Yeah.
Hello? I just kind of felt like I was reading more good at Frankie than bad. And I honestly feel that he will keep me fly. He turns around and bites me in his head and sends me home. You know, so him and I can just say, hey, I made the wrong decision.
I'm right. I'm right.
Okay, they sound like they're arguing. We're going to let them go right back to that. That's when the moon's not in your life. Or maybe they got mooned today. But that was a little different, Dina. You're back, and it's crazy again. We welcome all of you guys tuning in, and that's just moony. That's just a little loony for the moony. And speaking of lunacy, we all know that it is true during a full moon with it. We were talking about how it's different with healings. We know it's more, and Dina even brought up an honest thing about more sensuality during a full moon. I love the fact all of you guys are tuning in tonight. We've got a lot of you guys writing. I mean, Jethro, I've got to know what Linda Irwin thinks about it. I'm going to be contacting you. Joked about it on Facebook. I want to know what she thinks of it. Are we going to get in trouble? You said that the what do we get in trouble? I don't understand. She wants to know if we're going to get in trouble because we've been joking about it. I know the moon has a sense of humor. Come on, you guys. That moon has washed over this planet. Some of the crazy stuff that we've done in the last centuries. You bet yourself that moon can laugh. So, Dina, let everyone know a little bit about if they were coming in. We've told them a lot, all the different ways to pick a reader, but let's tell people this is something that was really brought to me recently, and I wanted to do this with you because you are one of our stronger, phenomenal readers. Somebody is really worried about a reading. Someone wants to do something for them. How do you suggest and bring in somebody new and tell them to go and have a reading, and what do you tell them before they go in to see the reader? What would you suggest?
Well, if I would, at what perspective are you coming from? If I was to talk somebody into going to get one?
Yeah, good question. What they're saying is that they have, what they're trying to do and they're trying to get across to me is that they have somebody who needs a reading. They know that they've never been to a reader and they're not sure what to tell them to get them to feel good about it and what way they should get their mindset to go in and get a reading.
Yeah. Well, first of all, maybe you can pick one for her. Or for them, it might be that has been recommended, or that someone's been to, so that you first have backup about this. You know what I mean? Oh, I know so and so went and they got a great reading, that rather than going in cold, because someone who's scared doesn't want to go in cold to somebody they don't know or no one knows about. So first of all, do your research there, and then to get him to go in. You know, once you've found a good reader, then more than likely that reader's going to be positive and helpful. So you would tell them that you know, it's a positive reading or helpful reading, which is, you know, what Jethro and I try to do is just do positive, helpful things, you know, but honest things. And so also, you know, because it sounds to me like this person has the fear or they're afraid. So that's what you got to do is dispel the fear or perhaps, you know, go in with them if they want someone to go in with them. Or have them sit in on yours, or what have you. There's several different ways. What about you, Jethro?
No, I love that, and I agree, and you guys are right on the right thing here, and that's what I agree with Dina very much. And make sure they come open-minded. I can tell you from all the years, I've had people call in for the show, and this is the same way I tell them. I want to call in, and I'm scared when I've heard Dina on the air. She tells people what really is happening. Well, then come in with an open mind and do that. I mean, I've got to be honest, for my years, but the hardest thing for me is to sit down and be reading, and I'm like, and this is happening, and this is going on with you. Okay, no. So your husband isn't out having an affair on you. Yes. So why come to me? And I got to be honest with you, come with an open mind. If you sit down in front of me and Dina and you know that your husband's been sneaking around or you have fears of it, come with an open mind that we may pick that up. Or again, we may sit there and say, you know, there's a lot of accusations. I've had this and it's not true. It's not true. You are nervous. He's working large hours. There's been a lot of stress. I've had this happen. You're working the wrong shift. Moon again. The moon and the energies at night, some people are very insecure and they should not be alone at nights. It's a very proven scientific psychological fact. And when I was a husband and I told him, I said, your wife is working a graveyard shift. You're sitting home stressed and you're upset with her. You've got this insecurity. You need to get over it. Long story short, they're still happily married. He teased me later and he said, you know, all the years she did this night job, they'd had all these awkwardness. He had admitted to going and watching. He even went one time and went. Someone always told him, you know, if you're feeling it, it's got to be happening. So just come with an open mind. But like I said, if you come with it and you're like, Dina's going to tell me that I'm going to be the star of the show and she loves me and she does it. And when Dina says, no, I don't see it happening right away. Oh, no, couldn't be. I've just got it. Come with an open mind. Come also with some really serious questions at the end. Okay, I want to know what's going to happen to me in 6 months. Where's my relationship going to be? Definite names. Don't come with the idea that we're automatically going to sit down, the mediumship's going to happen, all your dead family's going to bop in from the other side. Hi, how you doing, girl? Doesn't work that way. There's also another reason for that. You know, there's an old saying, let the dead stay dead and the living keep living. Think about that. So when you're coming in and you're doing it, you're grieving and we'll work with you. That's very true. I'm very heartfelt. I never go, but remember that. You know, Dina, isn't that true? I mean, that's, I'm not trying to be mean, but you know, we both have had
it. Yeah, it's very true. Yes, I mean, don't come if you don't want to know, you know, because you're there to know, and we can see. So definitely come with an open mind and with some questions. And what we do is we do see and we do tell you, but we do it with so that it can help you, not hurt you. So that it can help you move further on your path, the path that you're supposed to be on with least resistance. And because everything in life is not always fun, and you might be taking or going down the wrong path and you don't want to hear about it. So, yes, the open mind is to get you back on what will be helpful to you.
I want to tell you guys that are tuning in that this is Psychics Gone Wild. They're going to throw us out the door. Dina, tell them where they can reach you and what happens before they make us go home.
You can reach me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And try to put your headline in capital letters so it jumps out at me. And also at 207-752-1399, or you can go on my website. Psychic medium Dina Flanagan or vice versa. One or the other, you type in those words, you'll find me. And that's how you'll find me. You can get all my info off from Psychics Gone Wild website as well.
Love all of you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Dina, as always, you rock. See you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.